Welcome to the It's Cool to Be Different podcast. It is the last podcast of 2023.
Aww. How many have we actually done?
Not many.
I feel like we've only done about two.
Yeah. But they've been a big project, haven't they?
Yes.
But it's been a fantastic experience. Our students have learned how to use all this fancy equipment and things like that. Mm-hmm. So we've decided to do one more before Christmas.
It's been a while since we've done a few. We've had a lot going off, but I think now's the time to pull the podcast back up and let's do a festive special one. Get everybody in, let's talk Christmas, let's feel festive, all ready for the new year.
So it's a slightly different format to the normal podcast because we want to get as many students on as possible, and we also want to talk about Christmas in all its forms. You know, our students have got different perceptions of Christmas, different perceptions of what Santa gets up to.
And they get up to different things, you know. Some people live at home with their parents, some people live in care homes. So Christmas Day is very different for everybody here, just like everybody else in the world. But we thought it'd be nice to chat about what Christmas Day looks like for everybody here.
Absolutely. And because they're all so different, we've decided to get a group of people in, talk about what their Christmas looks like, but then also do some one-to-one interviews with them at some of our students who have very, very different traditions, shall we say, at Christmas. And we just want to make sure that they're all explored. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the final It's Cool to Be Different podcast of 2023.
Merry Christmas!
Welcome to the It's Cool to Be Different podcast.
Yay!
Hello, everyone, and it is our last one of 2023.
Ooh. Not good.
And it is also the last one we are going to do
at Work Limited.
At Work Limited, because we have got our new podcast suite all set up at our new location that we're going to start using next year. So it is December, and what happens in December?
Christmas.
It's Christmas. So what we wanted to do was get you all in to talk about the things that we all do at Christmas. Everyone's got different traditions and different opinions about things, so we kind of just wanted to explore them with you. Yeah. And how are we going to do that, Katie?
We have got a little Christmas hat. Oh, we should have had a Santa hat.
Oh,
we weren't that organised. Never mind, let's pretend it's a red Santa hat. Let's dip into Santa's Christmas hat. And in here, we've got lots of different questions that we're going to ask you. Yeah. We can let you pick it.
Yeah.
And then you've got to answer it.
Right, who's picking the next one out? Maddie, you pick the next one. Sorry, holding that in your face there, Woods.
Thanks. Thank you, mate.
Right, so let's have a think. What's that say? Favourite Christmas snacks. Right. So we put that one in because at Christmas I like to have special snacks. I don't have them all year round, for example. So one of mine is cheesy twists. Like Marks and Spencer's cheesy twists.
You don't have them all year round?
No.
Why?
I just save them for Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have like little nice dips. We all on Boxing Day we always have like a little spread.
Right.
And we have cheesy twists and we have, well, I don't eat it, but we have like pork pie and scotch eggs, but cheesy
twists. Boxing Day buffet.
That's it. So that's why I have cheesy twists. So this is like, what snack? It could be Pringles, it could be anything. What's yours?
I don't know. Now I'm thinking, I just feel like I have all my favourite snacks all year round.
Oh no.
Maybe that's where I'm going wrong.
Maybe.
I should just allocate a Christmas snack. I mean, obviously mince pies.
Yeah.
Because you can't get them all year round. Love a mince pie.
I love a mince pie.
Can't wait till I can have my first mince pie of the season. I don't think there's anything else. Camembert, that's overindulging.
Cheesy.
I can't have camembert all year round because that's just not okay.
It's just showing off. Yeah, to buy camembert all
camembert
the time.
Camembert is my Christmas snack, and I love a Christmas camembert.
Oh, what is camembert?
It's like a cheese. So it's like a round of cheese, and you put it in the oven, and it melts it. So then you have it like with bread, or
it's
I like it.
Smell of cheese.
It's nice though. And yeah, I have it with celery sticks, so it's like a cheese, hot cheese dip. It is so good.
Does stink
your fridge out. It is so nice. If you've never had a camembert,
your fridge door and your fridge stinks.
It does, yeah.
So you definitely have it in your house then?
Yeah.
It is so nice.
Excellent. So, Christmas snacks. Do you have a favourite Christmas stack? Do you have a favourite Christmas snack, Cameron?
Probably mince pie, that's it.
Yeah.
Mince pies. Mince pies.
Nothing else?
No.
Nope.
Maddie?
Okay, I've got, I haven't got any, I mean, I have got one that I love, mince pies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I I think that's it really for
me. No, that's fine. That's
fine. I feel like that counts for everybody really, because you you don't really buy them all year round. I think that's what makes them so special.
They do. Yeah. They do.
Or do they? Do you just never notice them all year round?
Possibly.
I think they came out in September.
Maybe.
Oh, I can imagine that they did come out in September nowadays. Have you got any other snacks then other than a mince pie that you have?
I have like these biscuits I get from Lidl, and they're really nice gingerbread ones. Ooh. And they're really nice to have.
They're like little crunchy ones?
No, they're like little soft ones, and you bite into them and they're like really soft, and they're like squidgy in the middle, but like really soft.
Is it them like, are they called like Lebkuchens or something? Like a German, do you know what I'm on about?
I don't know.
They've got different shapes, so they've got like pretzel shape, love heart shapes.
I feel like you need to buy some and bring them in, we can have some. They sound like something I'd like.
Biscuits. Lovely. Okay, and Woody, last but by no means least, again, we'll have to go with you first next time. Have you got a favourite snack? Do you like mince pies?
No.
I didn't think you'd like
mince
pies.
How do you not like a mince pie?
I don't.
Wow. That makes me a little bit sad. It is, exactly.
All I like, apple pie.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's pretty much like a mince pie, but you've got apple in it.
Apple pie you have all year round.
I don't like it.
Do you have apple pie just at Christmas, or do you have it at any time, other time of the year?
Sometimes.
But it's your Christmas treat and apple pie.
Yeah.
Ah, I like it, yeah.
I like that stuff.
Right, thank you. Right, Woody, you're going to have to think, because you're going to go first. So I'm going to let Cameron pick, and then you can choose first. I will give you some examples, though. Let's have a look.
Special games.
Okay, so this is an odd one. It might be quite tricky. So you picked out special games. So this is like board games and things. Families play board games. We do. I get roped into playing Cluedo every year.
I love Cluedo.
No, Mum's very good at it. You never win. There's no point playing because she's very, very good at it. So Cluedo, charades.
Monopoly,
all of that. So you don't play charades. What about you, Woody? Do you play any games at Christmas?
And I play,
go on, what's it called?
Monopoly.
Monopoly.
Yeah. I play that. Are you
any good at it? I lose.
Yeah, I never do.
Maddie?
Thank you, Woody. I've got a favourite game, Snakes and Ladders.
And you play that Christmas?
Yeah.
Very good.
And I always the winner.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. My mum and dad lose.
Oh dear.
It's terrible.
Do they let you win, or are you just really good at it?
I'm just really good at it.
Very good. Good.
Probably my game is Uno.
Uno.
Uno, yeah. We love Uno here as well, don't we?
Yeah.
But who cheats Uno?
Cameron's ultimate Uno cheater.
Even Jack behind the camera's like, Cameron
cheater.
Cameron is very good at Uno, but he has a tendency sometimes
very good.
To whip out the card, whip out the extra card.
Uno.
Right, Martha.
It's like Pass the Parcel, but like you get a dice on your phone, and you have to tap the dice to roll it, and every number you have to like, number six, open it, or you have to pass it to someone else, and then swap gifts.
Oh,
and we play
really
it
cool.
Every Christmas.
I love that.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
That's a cool little Christmas tradition.
Yeah.
It?
And if we like someone's got the gift that you want, you swap it.
And then they're like little
at
games.
The end, it's like a little game, but like you have different things. So like you don't know what is in the thing. So it could be like socks or you don't know what's in it.
That's very cool.
That's nice. So your mum buys them all.
Buys them all, and if I wanted like last year we did it and got like a Diamond Art kit, and I like I want that, and I got it. Like, so you swap it for someone else, like, you go, can I have that? And you can have this, and you just swap it for something else.
That's lovely.
That's a really cool little idea. Wicked. Okay, our final guest.
Last but not least.
Me.
Matthew.
Me. Matthew, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Callum.
Oh, I'm glad you're well, Matthew.
Yeah.
So, we've invited you on to talk about what you do at Christmas, and you do some very special things at Christmas.
Yes.
Don't you? So, first of all, we're going to ask you about the 3 days of Christmas, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Boxing Day, and then you can tell us about these.
Yes.
So, what do you do on Christmas Eve as a family?
I love to just stay home for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then... on Christmas Day we stay bed in the morning.
Yeah.
I will wake up early. It's Father Christmas. He'll come in for Christmas Eve.
Right, okay. So do you go to bed?
Yes.
Early on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
So that Santa can come?
Good plan.
Because yeah. If you don't go to bed, he can't come, can he?
Hmm.
Ah, right. So you get up first?
Yes.
Okay, and do you open presents in the morning?
I go with mum and dad and my brothers.
Right, up. And you wake them up, do you?
Yeah.
Oh. You got to feel excited to chop your presents.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Mm. So then you all open them together?
Yes.
Okay.
That's nice.
And then do you have any special breakfast?
Yeah, yeah. My mum and my dad, he loves to best my porridge.
Okay, so you have
special porridge.
Special porridge at Christmas.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Starts the day well.
Yes.
Fills you up for all your present opening.
Yeah.
And then gets you ready for your big Christmas dinner.
Yes.
So what's on your Christmas dinner? What do your family have on their Christmas dinner?
I think have a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Or chicken.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about veg? What veg do you have?
Sprouts, carrots, and peas.
Do you like sprouts?
No.
Oh! One
sprout hater. So Miriam likes sprouts. Alice likes sprouts, but Matthew doesn't like sprouts.
Get rid of them off your plate.
Does someone else have them instead?
My granddad, he loves sprouts.
So give them all to him then.
Take them off your plate, put them on his plate.
Yeah.
What about Christmas Day evening? Do you play games, board games, or things like that?
No. Christmas Day, we just stay home. Mm-hmm. I go watch my musicals in the mornings.
What a perfect segue. It's almost like Matthew's done this before.
He's planned this.
So, you're a big musical lover.
I am.
Okay. What musical would you watch on Christmas?
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, it's got to be. Is that your favourite one, Matthew?
It is my first favourite world.
Yes.
I thought so. Yeah. You haven't got your shirt on today, have you?
What?
You haven't got your T-shirt.
Your Mamma Mia shirt. No, your friend made you.
But one day, we'll show the world that T-shirt one day, because it's a brilliant T-shirt.
Yeah.
So, show us these then, Matthew. I can hold this if you want. Does that help?
Yeah, it helps.
So, Matthew, you go to a lot of musicals and pantomimes, don't you?
Yes.
So, did you go to a pantomime last Christmas?
Yes.
And what was it?
I've been to this Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, yeah, Jack and the Beanstalk. We went to that last year, didn't we?
Is that what it was? I can't remember.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
It was
at Sheffield.
Yeah, and so very quickly, can you tell us what Jack and the Beanstalk's all about?
It's about a fairy.
Yeah.
About his friends.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of cast in it.
It's very busy, yeah. So do you want to show the camera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's all the cast.
A lot of cast in it.
Yeah.
And there was a dog in it, right? Was this dog from X Factor? Singing dog?
Ruffle
the Wonder Dog.
From Britain's Got Talent.
Not X Factor.
X Factor.
And he's a really clever dog, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he does lots of tricks.
Yeah. Lovely. So, are you going to see the panto this year?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
And what is it this year? We don't know.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, it's on the back. There he is.
Of course, yeah.
All right.
Are you excited for that then, Matthew?
Yes, I have a forward to it.
You're looking forward to it.
When are you going?
On 21st and December.
21st.
Lovely then, yeah.
That's a nice build up to Christmas, isn't it?
Just before Christmas, absolutely. Yeah. Lovely. And then you've got another one here. What's this one? Because this is not a pantomime, is it?
He does like a pantomime to me, but it is in Hull.
It's in Hull. Yeah. And what was it?
Curling Angry Cocoa Factory.
Oh, but that was good. I'd like to see that.
I'd like to see that. So what was, very quickly then for our audience, what's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory about?
It's about a girl. It's called Charlie.
Yeah.
You could go five children into the factory.
Yeah.
Followed by a guard, my TV, and going to this group.
So they're the other children, aren't they? Violet Beauregard,
yeah.
Veruca Salt, Augustus Gloop,
Mike TV.
TV.
Which Mike what? TV. Which character would you be, Matthew, if you had to pick?
Oh, I haven't.
Would you be Mike TV?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Not Charlie?
No.
Interesting.
Too big.
Too big to be Charlie?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Are you going to go and see the new film? Because there's a new Willy Wonka film coming out, isn't there?
I am, yeah.
Yeah? Oh, good. Well, lovely. Is there anything else you want to say about your pantomimes?
Oh yeah.
Or your musicals, both.
I've been to see Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
In Lyceum.
Oh yeah.
And in London.
So you've seen it twice.
Yeah.
Oh wow! Very lucky. Wonderful. Well, yeah. I'll give you that back then. So. Have you got then? So, well, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, that's all right.
And, yeah, have you got a festive message that you'd like to tell the world or to your friends and family?
Yeah.
What would you like to say to them?
I'm going to say thank you to Sally.
Say thank you to Sally. What for?
Have a good holiday.
Oh, yeah. So Sally's on holiday, so...
Message to Sally, have a nice holiday.
Yes.
Have you got a festive message?
Yeah.
What's that?
No idea.
Festive message, no idea.
Very good. Well, let's say Merry Christmas to everyone then.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Okay, thank you to Matthew. Give him a round of applause. Wonderful. Well, thank you for coming on, Matthew.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, let's go get some dinner.
Yeah.
Yay.
I'm starving.
Right, we've got two more, I think, and we're going to whip through these.
Fast and clean.
Right, who's not picked out for a while? Woody? Oops, you're bigging two out. Spoiler alert. What's this say?
Spoiler alert.
Oh, what a great question. Right, this is quite controversial. When do you put your Christmas tree up?
Oh my God, I've already done mine.
Now, we'll come to that in a minute.
Oops.
Right, I'm a bit controversial on this, is that I don't actually have a Christmas tree.
What? What?
Because, well, I will do this year, but where I used to live with my housemate, and... You know, we'd spend Christmas out of our house because we'd be with our families.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't decorate.
We didn't need it.
We didn't decorate our house. But now where I live, we will have one because I'm living with my family. So we'll have it. And I think it's probably going to go up maybe the 10th or something like that. What about you, Katie?
Mine always goes up first weekend in December. So I'm putting it up this weekend. I'd go out and buy a real tree. We're going to chop it down out of a field. Drag it in, put it in the house, like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. It don't fit in my living room. We've got to chop the top off. Chaos, but I love it.
Don't put the album in.
What?
He chops the tree down and he has to jump up to get this doll on top of the tree.
So big.
Yeah.
Right, so when does your tree go up then?
Middle of, like, 1st of December. So I have a fake one in my living room and a real one in my dining room, and I'm choosing a Christmas tree tomorrow from Wentworth.
Oh, you're going to Wentworth?
Yeah, my mum and dad on my day off.
Oh, that's good. That's
so
nice.
I'm going to go and see Christmas decorations.
In the Wentworth Christmas shop?
Yeah, and maybe buy some.
Yeah.
Very good. Cameron?
1st December always.
Yeah.
1st of December always.
Yeah.
That's quite nice because it's up for the entire month then,
isn't it? Do you have a real tree, fake tree? Do you have two trees?
Fake tree.
Yeah.
It, like, in the box.
Oh, yeah. Like we've got in the workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just get it out.
All right. Woody. We'll go to Woody because Maddie's is...
I would explain mine.
Yeah. When does your tree go up? Do you have a tree, Woody?
Yeah.
And when does it go up? Have you put it up yet?
No.
Oh, God.
Do you have one in your room where you live?
Yeah.
Or is it like a communal one?
In like a... not a wee one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Little one.
A potato one.
Yeah.
And when are you going to put it up?
You could put it until like December,
would
it?
Yeah.
This weekend? Or...
Yeah, in the weekend or something.
Very good. All right, so Maddie, yours is already up, is it?
Well, yeah, because I've been busy this week trying to get everything done in my house. So what I did, my mum helped me, I helped her put a Christmas tree up, and then we put our decorating up already.
Wow.
Because it took us so long to get everything done in the house.
So you put it up because it's such a big thing.
Yeah.
You spend a lot of time doing it.
I've spent a lot of time doing it, and then clean up my house and then hoover around, sweep up the bin, put the bins outside and sweep up everything, so... I don't know why I did that, but nice. I love it.
Did you enjoy it though?
Yeah, my mum's happy with everything.
Gets it done and dusted, doesn't it?
It's a bit odd, but it's a bit odd. Like, I know every time I put my tree up, it's a bit knotty. Everything's knotty in the house, so we have to stand it all outside and then see. My daddy does it, so yeah.
But it's nice because it takes so long to put up. It's nice to have it up for longer.
It's a full day, isn't it? Yeah. I enjoy it as a full Christmas day.
Yeah.
Right, this is the last one.
Next one.
This is a good one. And your family.
Oh. Favourite Christmas film.
Oh my God.
I know mine.
Right, I'm going to start.
Katie doesn't know hers, so.
Right,
we'll come back to Katie then.
Sorry, Katie.
I think me and Woody might have the same one. I could be wrong, but what is it? What's yours, Woody?
My quickest film is Jingle All the Way.
Yes, it is. Jingle All the Way is the best Christmas film ever.
Oh no!
All the others are really good. Home Alone's good, but Jingle All the Way is special, isn't it, Woody?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And what's the line? What's the line? What does Turbo Man say? Can you remember?
It's Turbo Time.
It's Turbo Time.
Time.
Absolutely. Right.
Oh, it's the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It is.
Yeah. It's actually a really good film.
It is.
Yeah. Like
nestled safely under our tree. Cameron, what's your favourite Christmas film?
Home Alone.
Why?
Because it feels like the kid who's independent and feeling like his parent left him behind.
Yeah, yeah. I love that bit when the bags break. Martha? Favourite Christmas film?
I've got three. I like the Polar Express.
Yeah.
I like the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yes.
And I like After Christmas.
Oh, good selection there. I
love the Muppets Christmas Carol.
A lot of people do.
I always watch the Muppets Christmas Eve. It's like a Christmas Eve edition. I always watch it Christmas Eve. Like, go out for a meal, to get home, get in my pajamas, and watch Muppets Christmas Carol.
Oh, I feel like you have some nice Christmas traditions at your house, Martha. Can I come? Your presents, your films, your games.
Very nice. What about Jack? Jack, behind the camera, what's your favourite Christmas film?
Favourite Christmas movie, I just like Home Alone.
Yeah, everybody does, don't they?
I think Home Alone's the winner.
You can't beat it.
Well, you can't Jingle All the Way, but you know. So I think Home Alone's the winner. Jack, you get Jack behind the camera.
Well.
Jingle All the Way is better, but we'll not start the
argument. Alone's probably going to win.
Yeah, Home Alone's definitely
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much, everyone. Are you looking forward to Christmas then?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Thank you, everyone. That was lovely. It's good to hear about your traditions and your favourite films. We can argue blue in the teeth about... Was that the right phrase?
Blue in the teeth. Blue in the teeth.
We can argue blue in the face about what the best film is. We know it's Jingle All the Way, but, you know...
And it's probably Home Alone.
It's definitely probably Home Alone for you lot. We all agree that Muppets is not very good, though. Sorry. So, it's just time now, before we go, for Katie to just tell the world about us.
So just if you want to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, you can follow all what we're up to, our stories behind the scenes. You can check out Instagram stories on worklimited_Sheffield, I think it is. Yeah, I feel like I should know this. And on Facebook, we're just Work LTD. So on there, there's all links to our podcast. There's videos, there's pictures of everything that we do. So please make sure you follow us on all our social media platforms.
Yeah. Absolutely. And in the new year, we'll have the YouTube channel up and running, won't we, Cameron? Yep. There'll be videos on there about how to make things like your wax melts. We'll get Martha showing the world how to do that.
We're taking over the world, basically.
We are. That's get it. Get ready. Absolutely. So, I think there's only one thing left to say.
One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
See you later, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Bye.